Good morning. Welcome to another episode of the Rondelli 55 Chronicles. Hope you're having a great day. God bless and keep the faith. This morning I'll feature a piece called Thank You God from the Poetic Fate album. This piece reflects an incident where a family was like a near-death experience and attacked. For this piece, I used the instrumentation. I used no drums, organ, harps, violin, and cello. For the chords, I used the organs for the chords, and the other strings was used as counter melodies. So without further ado, here's a sample of the song, Thank You God. God bless and keep the faith. Remember, God loves you. Jesus is the only way.
You could have stopped them when the thought came in their heads, when they were at the gas station. You could have sent a voice that said, stop and consider. But instead, they came and gassed the house, the car, and tossed their flame from afar. It was 3 a.m. in the morning, and we were sound asleep. And when we awoke, you strengthened us, and our heads never skipped a beat. As the fire raged at the back door, and the front was locked secure, we were trapped in the smoke and would be no more. Then you told her to turn off the power and led her to the filled bath pan in the shower. I watched her lift twice her weight and tossed it from the ceiling to the floor to put out the flames with no breaths abate. Then he leapt through the fire outside toward the catchment and tossed water like a hose to put out the source of the sore event. Behind the door was a huge jug filled with gas. It fed the flames, and as the water touched it, fire became hungry and untamed. But the bow door wasn't burned, and the zinc above it wasn't burning. And then it came to her, put the sand on the flame. We watched the fire go out, dear God, with the house intact and everything the same. You could have stopped them, but you showed them. Thank you, God.